Track 7, Partners of Internet Addicts. On the last track, we discussed concepts regarding children who become addicted to the internet. These concepts included susceptible clients, warning signs, and acceptance. On this track, we will examine concepts related to partners of clients with an internet addiction. These concepts include cyber affairs, enabling, and asserting independence. The first concept is cyber affairs. These are flirtations and sometimes graphic cyber sex that an addicted teen might engage in. Often, clients believe that their initial flirtations are harmless, but to parents just learning of their teen's addiction, it can be quite a shock. John, age 13, met Janice in a teenage chat room. He stated, "I never thought it would get as far as it did. It was just some flirting. It wasn't hurting anyone. After a while, it escalated quickly, and she sent me photos of herself. Stupidly, I saved those on the computer, and my mom found them. I honestly think that if she hadn't stopped me, I might have arranged a meeting with this girl." Gina, his mom, stated, "I never thought John was capable of this. He's still such a boy in many ways. I guess I never really understood the internet." I explained to Gina, in these cases, it's actually easier for a person to commit a cyber affair than to have an actual sexual encounter, especially at John's age when girls are much less receptive. The informal atmosphere and lack of physical restraints lure a person into seemingly harmless flirtations, but as John noticed, these get out of hand quickly. Think of your John. Was he lured by the informality of the chat rooms? The second concept is enabling. Many clients and their parents are familiar with the word enabling due to its associations with other addictions such as drug and alcohol addictions. Parents of internet-addicted clients often assume the role of enabler without knowing it. Believing they are being nurturing and kind, they unknowingly encourage the addictive behavior. John's mom, Gina, had become an enabler without knowing it. She stated, "I started bringing him dinner on a tray. Maybe he needed all this time to get to know how the computer worked, and anyway, I assumed he was still doing things to improve his grades, or this was a new hobby and he'd soon lose interest." I stated to Gina, "Because your son had begun to ignore you, you must have felt a drop in self-esteem, is that right? You made excuses for him that were not justified, but you felt powerless to change his behavior." I asked Gina to become more assertive in letting John know his boundaries. Think of your Gina. How has he or she become an enabler? How would you address this? In addition to cyber affairs and enabling, the third concept is asserting independence. Often, internet-addicted teens turn to the computer and adult chat rooms to assert his or her own independence in the outside world. They feel as though they are test-driving their own boundaries. John stated, "I love my mom, but she was absolutely stifling me. She kept treating me like a child that still needed rain boots to go out in the sun. Janice never treated me like a kid." Gina stated, "I didn't understand John's behavior at first. He didn't want to talk to me at all. We'd always been close because John has never had a father. I just thought I would be a part of his life for much longer than I have been. I think I might be afraid of being alone." I stated, "John is really a normal teen testing the waters of the real world. He wants to feel independent of you, but at the same time still wishes that you would set boundaries. It's a strange balance between trust and leniency. If you try to restrain his internet behavior too much, he may just turn to other more destructive habits. However, without some restraint, he might continue his behavior and nothing will ever change." Think of your John and Gina. Is John using the internet as a means to assert his or her independence? On this track, we discussed concepts related to partners of clients with an internet addiction. These concepts included cyber affairs, enabling, and asserting independence. Question 7. What are three concepts related to partners of clients with an internet addiction? This CD has covered such topics as introductory techniques, emotional attachment, escapism, time consumptions, underlying emotional causes, addicted children, and parents of internet addicts. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. we appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means of receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include treating teen self-mutilation, treating post-holiday letdown and depression, treating childhood sexual trauma, interventions for anxiety disorders with children and adults, and balancing the power dynamic in the therapeutic relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you. Please consider us for future home study needs at homestudycredit.com.